You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, AJ Andrews of ChaseFromTheCouch.com, and this episode is brought to you by Locked On MLB. Join walking baseball encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan. You should know by now, you just call him Sully. Every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors both present and past, featuring exciting guest interviews and routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB's network team of local experts. Subscribe to Locked On MLB today on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Well, we knew it wasn't always going to be roses and sunshine, didn't we? Especially against a team like the Rays. No, this game hit with a resounding thud for the Blue Jays in their most recent endeavor, a 2-0 defeat at the hands of Tampa Bay, where they combined for a meager 3 hits off of a quintet of Rays pitchers led by Drew Rasmussen. Like I said, I'm not going to say I was surprised. I mean, we've seen the Blue Jays have performances like this season. It's bound to happen. Even the best teams get shut down once in a while. But as I said on Twitter, the important thing for the Blue Jays to take out of this game is that, yes, it happened, but don't make a habit of it, because it was definitely a habit earlier in the season. It's why the Blue Jays had such a hole to dig themselves out of in the first place. One can hope that maybe the events of the first half of September will have taught them better, and will have steeled them against letting themselves fall into that cycle again, where they just start chasing pitches they shouldn't be chasing. And as Bo Bichette said, trying to hit 2-run home runs with nobody on base. That's the hope I'm going to take out of this one. That this is an anomaly as opposed to a return to normal. Because it did feel like the Blue Jays were more in tune as a team that just absolutely scorched the heck out of the Yankees and the Athletics. And even the Rays in that first game. Notice I'm not mentioning the Orioles, because the Orioles are not a Major League Baseball team. They should have been relegated and replaced with one of the AAA teams a while ago. I'd say Norfolk, but they have the players not good enough for Baltimore, so. Like I said, the important thing is that this does not fully disrupt the momentum. I mean, MLB has been full of streaky teams this season. I mean, it feels like, you know, just, well, it was a month ago that the Yankees rattled off 13 straight wins and seemed to have an insurmountable edge when it came to the wild card. And you know what happened to them after that? They drop 12 of their next 15, including all four of those games against the Blue Jays, to fall right back down to earth. And sure, now they're starting to bounce back a little bit. They're getting to enjoy the same spoils that the Blue Jays did by feasting on those Orioles at the moment, in front of very, very sparse crowds in Baltimore. But one cannot survive by feasting on the Orioles forever. Yes, the Blue Jays were due to have a little bit of fortune given some of the opponents they'd faced this season. But it was as Reese McGuire said tonight, these are the games that the Blue Jays need to be in. They need to be able to learn how to handle these sorts of situations. On Tuesday night, the Blue Jays were unable to respond against the parade of relievers that came out of the pen for the Tampa Bay Rays. That's fine. As long as you learn from it and move forward, that's going to be the key thing. It's a key thing in life, really. If you're not learning from your mistakes and moving forward, what really are you doing with yourself? I don't know. I know I'm tackling this from a more philosophical bent than usual, than just saying, Blue Jays couldn't get hits, rah, rah, rah. Maybe the outlook of the past few months was wilted away by those two glorious weeks where it seemed like they could almost do no wrong. Maybe there's still hope that I'll be able to listen to Blue Jays playoff games while I'm on my bed recovering. And eventually the hope that one day I'll be back here being able to talk about a ring. Or at the very least a playoff series win. I mean, geez, I didn't even get that last year. I started doing this in 2018, a little bit removed from the days of belief that the Blue Jays were going to contend until now. Oh no. See, I'm being wistful already. Y'all still got me for at least another week and a half. Don't get that twisted. Anyway, one other thing you probably shouldn't get twisted is how to get the advantage when it comes to making betting choices. You know, you can go to a bunch of different sites that'll just be happy to take your money, or you can go to a site that is the number one spot for pro and college football action because they offer more odds, more props, more news than any other site. And that's betonline.ag. They're back and better than ever. As eyes are on the gridiron, as teams are starting another football season, betonline.ag will be your number one source for everything football. You head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today, and you receive a 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Use the promo code NFL100 to get that. So from football to basketball to boxing, up to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season with betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports with your online sportsbook experts. All right, maybe I'm a little philosophical because it beats thinking of the alternative. And unfortunately, Blue Jays fans were given a sad alternative. It looked like, you know, Jose Berrios had gone out there and done everything he could to try and keep the Blue Jays from losing this game. He only gave up one run over seven innings of work. Just gave up four hits, struck out four. G-Man Choi home run, the only thing that disrupted it. And I would have been totally happy with that performance and taken that forward as a sign that his approach was working, that he learned to channel his aggressiveness properly, and that he would continue being an effective pitcher for the Blue Jays in this stretch run. But then came the news after the game of why Jose Berrios left after seven innings. In a way, it actually made sense. I mean, he only needed 87 pitches to get through those seven innings. It would have been very easy for him to potentially go out and throw the eighth and spare Tim Meza giving up the Brandon Lau home run. But no, then we learned Jose Berrios left with abdominal tightness. And they said no more after that. Abdominal tightness can mean many things. It can be cramps. Or, as we've learned in some cases, it can be an oblique issue that kind of shuts you down for a month. Isn't that right, George Springer? And, you know, we were talking yesterday about how dangerous the Blue Jays would be with the rotation that they have and the offense that they have. And Berrios was a big part of that. He was in the middle of that rotation with Robbie Ray and Alek Manoah and Hyunjin Ryu. And I'm not saying that there's going to be that big of a drop-off if Berrios has to miss extended time and you mentally slot Steven Matz into that spot. I think Matz has been all right. I'm more worried about the rest of the regular season because taking Berrios out of there, that means either more Thomas Hatch, which means you'll have to have a deeper bullpen, which means you'll lose a bit of the bench presence. Or it means Ross Stripling's back into starting rotation, which he'll have to do a lot better than he showed against Baltimore. It makes things a little more difficult for the Blue Jays. And I'm sure they're used to it by now. Difficulty has been ramped up on this team for a little bit. But I think we all agree that the better and more hopeful path to glory for the Blue Jays is that this was a lift for precautionary reasons. I mean, like we've seen the Blue Jays do before with the aforementioned George Springer. It's how they're kind of feeling about things. They don't want to overtax or anything like that. So, you know, we'll see how he feels tomorrow. That is the official statement from the Blue Jays that, you know, was relieved just because Charlie Montoyo is a bit more careful when it comes to player's health, especially at this point. I mean, like I said, you still need Berrios to probably get where you need to go. And you still need him to be out there frustrating the ever-loving crap out of Rays batters. I'm going to tell you, there's nothing sweeter than watching Brandon Lau just look absolutely ticked off, fanning at a 95-mile-an-hour sinker. Anyway, you have to keep the faith. You have to hope. And there's hope if you have an issue with your devices. I mean, if you got one that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you got your phone out to watch sports highlights, and you got your neighbor's best friend's login for all the good stuff, you need to have a little hope that you're going to be able to get a better solution in place. Well, there is one. Simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means you don't have to juggle remotes, you don't need to buy another device ever again. And the best part is, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at directtv.com. That's directtv.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. This episode is also brought to you by our longtime sponsor at rockauto.com, a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years with reliably low prices on auto parts from across the spectrum of makes and models. So much easier than just going to a local chain auto parts store that's just going to mark it up like 30% or 50% or even 100% for parts you can find on Rock Auto. Like, and you're doing the exact same thing they are. You're just on your computer searching through a unique and varied catalog of parts. Everything you could possibly need, from like brake parts to tail lamps to water pumps that don't explode in your car. You can use their easily navigated website to find the solution you need for your auto part needs. So go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck, and when they ask, how did you hear about us? Write Locked On in there so they know that you came from us and everyone gets to be happy. So check out amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So, is there anything really positive to take away from this Blue Jays game if Jose Barrios is feeling discomfort and the offense could only muster up 3 hits? Well, 2 of those hits came from George Springer and Marcus Semien, who didn't have any hits in the previous game, so it's nice to know they were able to hone in on some pitches. Be able to take that for happiness. And I mean, the runners in scoring position mark looks a little better when it's just 0 for 3 instead of 0 for 9, which it was in those dark, dark times. And that's being generous. Maybe optimism is just the next day's starting pitcher. Which, I mean, it's Robbie Ray, so there's reason to be optimistic with Robbie Ray on the mound. Especially he's going against Michael Wacha. I mean, the Wacha Flocka flame has been very tiny this season with the 5.37 ERA and the 1.39 whip out of the former Cardinal. It's a guy who the Blue Jays may not be familiar with, but should have seen similar stuff from. So hopefully they can avoid the mistakes of tonight when they were held off the board by the likes of the aforementioned Drew Rasmussen and JT Chagua. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. I'm relying on my memories of French. If it's Chagoy's or Chargoy's, I apologize. But like I said, I'm a lot more optimistic right now in these Blue Jays. I have a feeling they can bounce back and win this series. I mean, they still owe Robbie Ray a couple wins from earlier in the season that he didn't get. No time like the present to start paying him back, is he? You know, has a prime opportunity, I believe, to maintain the league lead in strikeouts. Like, he's going to enter tomorrow 4 back of Gerrit Cole and 5 back of Zach Wheeler. So, those are not insurmountable numbers for Robbie Ray. But he will have to go out there and have a better performance than he did in the previous game. And like I said, that's emblematic of everything the Blue Jays need to focus on in this next game, is making sure that they are able to put that loss behind them, able to keep focused, and able to deliver what they know they can deliver. I mean, we'll see how the lineup falls tomorrow, but as I said, with no other real injuries to report, like we said, from the sounds of things, it should be a minor issue with Berrios, and hopefully he comes back quickly. As I said, we will see how it looks tomorrow. If you want to make sure you don't miss that look tomorrow, if you want to see if I'm right, or just have my head filled with hopeful nonsense just because I recently watched an anime. Yeah, I watch anime, whatever. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast on Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, the Odyssey app, wherever you find your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, subscribe to Locked On Bets. Betting on the MLB doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow this podcast on Twitter and Facebook at Locked On Jays. Episode links are posted when I don't record these in the early morning hours. And you can follow me on Twitter at @A_J_Andrews. The underscores are there because Twitter is dumb, but who else am I going to share TV show reviews with? I don't know. I'm sure that's not why you came here, but if you're following my Twitter, you know what show I just finished watching, so maybe that's the reason why I'm in such a mood. Anyway, we'll see what mood I'm in tomorrow. So until then, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at chasefromthecouch.com, I'm AJ Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. And y'all take care.